Translation and Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Jai. Translation. O best of persons, O Supreme Director, those who actually aspire for supreme good fortune, worship this form of your lordship. According to the Vedic Tantras, my lord, we can see all the three worlds in you. Purport. The Vedic mantras say, Yasmin bhigyate salvam evam bhigyatam bhavati. When devotees sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his meditation, or when he sees the Lord personally face to face, he becomes aware of everything within this universe. Indeed, nothing is unknown to him. Everything within this material world is fully manifested to a devotee who has seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34. Therefore advises, Tappidi pranipatena pariprasena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Lord Brahma is one of these self-realized authorities. Svayambhar Narada Sambhu Karma Kumaraha Kapilo Munuhu Kapilo Manuhu. One must therefore accept the disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, and then one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in fullness. Here, the word Vishva Murto indicates that everything exists in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is able to worship him can see everything in him and see him in everything. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanaka Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming. Before I say anything, I'd like to seek your blessings so that I can speak something. Pancha kalpa turubhyascha, kripa sindhu bevacha, patithanam pavanevyo, vaishanavyo, namo namaha. So, today is Monday. I hope you all had a nice weekend. Everybody had an exciting weekend? Yes? Okay. Myself also had a wonderful weekend, and I'd like to share a little bit with you. Friday, we had a small sangha with amongst devotees, and then Saturday, we celebrated my Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja. And then Sunday, did a little bit of house chore, putting the bunk bed together for my little baby. Now he wants to have bed. And in the afternoon, I attended a Bhagavad Gita class, and it was wonderful, simply wonderful. And also, Saturday evening, I had wonderful news, that wonderful text, actually. Would you like to give a Srimad Bhagavatam class? I said, yes, Jai. So normally, it requires for me at least 1 week to prepare Bhagavatam class, just for 1 hour. You know, I have to meditate the verse, and then, you know, what to speak, and what, you know, is best for the disciples. It's keep meditating. That's why I like, you know, Bhagavatam class. But all of a sudden, it's kind of only 2 days. And then my schedule is booked up, and what to do. But, you know, let's go for it. And I said, okay, no problem. Give me a text. So while experiencing all this, actually, it reminded me of Friday Sangha. We had a little discussion regarding Britastra's prayers. At the end of his life, he prayed to the Lord that I'm awaiting the service like a little chick, the bird, waiting for mother bird to feed them. So basically, in the nest, there are a little bird, and then the mother bird flies away. And then this little bird waiting for a whole day until mother comes back. So Buddhasura is praying, I'm in that mood. Please open me the service in my next life. And then he goes further. A calf, normally in India, you know, the mother cow is still working on the field and then carrying the luggage and then plowing the field. And the calf is tied down by the rope and waiting whole day for mother comes back to give milk. And when mother comes, and then this calf drink milk in really joyful mood. In that mood, I'm waiting for the service. Just the opportunity for service. And it goes further. When husband and wife, when they have a sweet relationship, they don't want to separate. They want to always be together. They cook together, they go to function together, they watch together, they sit together, always be with them. Yes? So, but somehow, husband has to go to kind of a work, and then at work, they have to go to abroad for many, many days, maybe weeks, maybe sometimes months. Nowadays, work like that. So, like this wife who's in loving relationship with her husband, they are waiting for husband to come back, so that when husband come back, husband fulfills her need in all aspects. So in this way, I'm waiting for the service. So I was in that mood. So I was waiting for Srimad Prabhupada class. So I hope you are excited, but let's see. So it's a service opportunity. It's very, very rare. So Vritarasura is waiting. And then it goes a bit further. Let me share the one verse so that we can relish a bit more. So this is Canto 6, Chapter 11, the transcendental qualities of Vritarasura. So, Aham hare tava padaika mullam tasanudas bhavitas nibuya manas maratas patel kunamste krinita vakalma karatukaya Aham hare tava padaika mullam. Mullam means pada. Pada means, you know, lotus flower. The mullam is the source. So, my Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? Here, Das and Das comes. Not only directly service to the Lord, will I be able to, kind of be able to get a chance to serve the servant of the Lord? He's sincerely praying. And then, manas marateshu patel kunamste. O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in loving service of your lordship. So, by engaging service for the servant of the servant, so that my mind can think of the Lord, and my words can be engaged in glorifying the Lord, and my activity, again, engage in loving service of the Lord. So in this way, serving Krishna and serving the servant of Krishna, actually non-different, and also serving the servant of Krishna is, in one sense, is greater. Why? Because Krishna relishes more. It's like that, you know, sometimes people give a present to me. But when people give a present to my little son, then it gives me more pleasure. And then, on Friday Sangha, I took a toy, a bow and arrow. to the devotee who invited me. And then somehow after Sangha, the next day, text came. Thank you for coming, and thanks for your present for my son. They're loving your bow. So in this way, they were so happy that their children enjoying the bow. So in this way, a certain message is coming. So it's like that. So sometimes we have difficulties serving the devotees of Krishna. Sometimes when we're in the kitchen, that the people comes, that oh, Babu, this is for deities. It's for the pujari department. So we need this for deities. So that I feel that, oh, so okay, I have to give. You know, I can't say no. So they kind of, if you mention this for deity, then it's a free pass for everything. Yes, Babu, this is for deities. Then oh yes, yes, yes. But sometimes, oh, Prabhu, this is a, we need some program. And I can think twice. Maybe you have your own budget, or maybe like that. You know, it's kind of reluctant. And then after reading this verse, I'm thinking twice, and then it gave me guilty consciousness, guilty conscience. And the other day, I think it's on Friday, and then on Saturday morning, Jagapriya came. And Babu said, we need to have some vegetable for 17 people, so we have some function. So we need a potato, we need some vegetable. Do you have any donation? I said, I'm sorry, no donation. So now we are preparing for Gaura Purnima festival, so whatever vegetable we have the stock for that festival. So, sorry, we don't have anything. And then she said, this morning you are very harsh. And I'm sorry, I can't do. What can I do? So, you know, so I have to take care of the kitchen so that all other functions go smoothly. And then I said no, and then she left. And then after that, oh my God, what should I have done? What have I done? I should have at least given something. You know, it's like this kind of mood has to be there. But somehow Krishna arranged that I meet her again half an hour later. So that, oh, I'm sorry, I said no. So at least you can have some potato, we have some, you know, donation. So then, and then she had a big smile. Oh, Baba, no problem. Somehow, some other gave, other people gave a potato and vegetable also. I only need now ginger. Oh, okay, come. Come to the bridge. And I gave the ginger. So in this way, sometimes it's difficult to go to an extra mile to please devotees. It requires something. It's easy to give excuses, or easy to kind of stay in your own boundaries. You know, in the gym, when they do exercise, say they want to build a muscle. Yeah. So sometimes I do exercise too, and the push-ups and the chin-ups. So, but they told me interesting. When they build a muscle, so for example, in the beginning, let's say you do 20 push-ups. Yes, maximum you do 20 push-ups. Then your body get used to 20 push-ups. So people think that when you work out, when they do 20 push-ups, then my workout is done. But if you want to build a muscle, then once you reach maximum point, so I can't do any more. After that point, you add one more, two more, and three more. Really struggling. Okay, one more, two more. At that moment, actually, you are building the muscle, you are stretching your muscle. It's like swimming also. When you're swimming, all the body aches. But after a while, swimming doesn't give you much exercise. Because why? Because your muscle already got used to it. But when you do swim, when you feel that, oh, this is enough. But when you feel that enough, when you feel that enough, if you do a bit more, or 10 minutes more, or half an hour more, that moment, actually, you are doing exercise. Yeah? I felt that devotional service is the same. Sometimes we get used to serve others. Okay, I'll do this much. Okay, this is my duty, in one sense. But we always meet a situation that, shall I do it more or not? It's kind of a gray area. Even if I don't do it, fine. Nobody will blame me. But if we do just a little extra, actually that moment you are surrendering unto the Lord, and also you are actually serving, really servant of Lord Krishna. Does it make sense? Yeah? Is it agreeable? So that's why Bhagavad Gita says, Aham Atma Kudakesha Salva Bhutasya Stita. Krishna says, I am Atma. I am soul of Salva Bhutasya Stita. Stita, Salva Buddha, all the living entities. Actually, I'm the soul of all the living entities. I'm there. And also, Aham Adischa Matyamcha Bhutanam Antal Evacha. I'm the beginning of them. Adischa Matyamcha. I'm the middle of them. And Aham Bhutanam Antal Evacha. I'm the end of them. Ultimately, we all have different shapes, but actually, only Krishna exists. Krishna says in the seventh chapter, Bhumil apo analo bhayu kammano putil evacha ahankaro ityamme pinna prakriti asitada. Whatever we see is Krishna's external energy with our naked eyes. But we open the eyes of our heart, then we can see that the soul of everything. When we want to be able to see the soul, which means we can see Krishna in every living entity. So actually you are living in hell, actually not hell, actually this is worship of deities. So here, Ranul Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Lord Kapiladev says to Devahuti, here is a wonderful verse. This is Canto 3, Chapter 29, Text 21. I am present in every living entity as a super soul. If someone neglects or disregards that super soul everywhere and engages himself in the worship of a deity in the temple, that is simply imitation. Can you imagine that? Sometimes we ignore the needs of devotee, we ignore the serving the devotees, and then we are very much aware of serving the deities. Yes? But Krishna says that, hang on a minute. If you just focus on worshiping the deities and ignoring the public in general, then actually I don't see that as a real service. I don't really appreciate that. So before you deity room, we do so many archimans and then so many process go through. With that mood, we have to apply to the devotees in general, not only devotees, all the living entity outside. That's why I think for all also, you know, that Parashuram Babu is doing every single day, he feeding 900 people, 900 plates goes. It's a wonderful service. Providing food, the prasadam to all these devotees, potential devotees, I may say. So, in this way, so deity worship, in one sense, not only takes place within the temple. As soon as you walk out of the door, actually deity worship also has to continue. Any people you see that you have must be happy to see them. And sometimes we are very familiar with each other. We don't say even Hare Krishna. So one time I went to the kitchen and Hare Krishna, everybody, somebody was maybe go through some moment and then very morose and then said, Hey, Hare Krishna. My Guru Maharaj said that. Of course, there is a basic injunction that when you see Vaishnava, you have to be happy. If you are not happy to see Vaishnava, actually you are offender. You are offensive. So now, when you see each other, what do you do? Hare Krishna. And also, when you say, how are you? What do you say? I used to say, wonderful. Yeah? I don't say, how are you then? Fine. No, we don't want that. Either you say wonderful or another word. There are so many English words. Ecstatic or fantastic or like that, you know? So when you say English word, it's very interesting. Whether you're good or bad, whether you are going through so much trouble, kind of you are meant to say, I'm fine. Yeah? No, we don't want that. Yeah, you kind of put your emotion to it. Your kind of whatever your excitement put into your word, then your word becomes reality. Yes? Hare Krishna Mantra also carries the potency of all Vedic hymns that we say Hare Krishna. And also each our word also has a certain potency. That's why whatever we do, we seek for blessings. Blessing has its own value. Even you should seek a blessing from a little child, no problem. Why? Each living entity has a certain shakti and potency. So sound vibration is potent enough to that sound itself come to realized. That's why it's called self-fulfilling prophecy. Now one time Radhanath Maharaj gave class. It's a wonderful class, and then he talked about his father. At that time he wasn't that rich, and he was used to take a shower and then I'm gonna be a millionaire or something like that. He used to sing like that. And then at the end later on he became really a millionaire. This is a life. And Prabhupada said also the same thing. Sometimes devotee goes through a moment. Don't stand in the back. Come right in the front. Dance up and down. Then your mood will go away. Yes? So in this way, we have a wonderful opportunity. Every single morning, there is opportunity to serve Krishna. Every opportunity, there is a chance to serve servant of servant of servant of Krishna. So what can be better than that? So, let me share one more verse. Happiness and distress. People looking for happiness, but there is a wonderful verse about happiness and distress. This is amazing verse. Let me share with you. Here. Sukadeva Goswami says to Pallad Maharaj, and then Pali Maharaj. Pali Maharaj. Jai Sri Sri Goranita ki jai. Sitaram Lakshmanam ki jai. Sri Sri Goranita ki jai. This verse I heard yesterday Bhagavata class. This is amazing verse. Amazing verse. Look at this here. This verse for your reference, Canto 8, Chapter 21, Text 20. O deities, by human efforts, no one can supersede the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bring happiness and distress to all living entities. Look at this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead bring happiness and distress to all living entities. You know, what does this mean? Sometimes, when you feel things go well, then you say, oh, thank you, Krishna. Sometimes when you're trying to do something kind of exactly happens as you plan, then, oh, this is Krishna. But sometimes when distress comes, when things doesn't go as you expected, then all of a sudden we say, why Krishna? Why me? Why? No thank you involved. But Krishna says, happiness and distress are both coming from Krishna. It's both blessings. Why is it from Krishna? It's very interesting. When you meet people on the street, yes? Some people, oh, you're a good man. And then give donation. But sometimes people come shout at you. Hey, what are you doing? Get out. But actually, two people both from Krishna. Easy to appreciate the person who gives you donation. But it's very difficult to appreciate the person to tell you, get out, man. It's interesting. Yeah? Life is like that. There are always ups and downs and happiness and distress. But when we are up, we think this is Krishna. But when we are down, we never think of this Krishna. Oh, maybe this is karma, my karma. No, please. I said again and again, devotee, there is no karma. And one devotee asked me, last time I gave class, devotee is no karma. Are you sure? Devotee doesn't have karma. Yes, I'm sure. Why? Because Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita. But we have to remember, devotee doesn't necessarily mean that always they are devotional. Do you agree with that? After putting tilak on, you know, the taking initiation, so now I'm devotee. That doesn't mean that I will be devotional all the time. No. Please think about it. We are only a certain moment, we are devotional. But we think I'm devotee. And that, therefore, I shouldn't have any karma. No. It doesn't work like that. When you are devotional, at that moment, when you, whatever you do, Krishna take care of everything. Again, Bhagavad Gita. This is proof by Prabhupada's explanation about this karma. It's not what I'm saying, it's what Prabhupada is saying here. Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna, the fighting to be executed by Arjuna at the instruction of Krishna is with full knowledge. So there is no possibility of sinful reactions. Prabhupada proves that. No possibility of sinful reactions. When you're on Sankirtan, when you're on the street, sometimes we meet heavy people, sometimes we get into fight. Otherwise, maybe materially you may put into jail, but there is no karmic reaction involved. Don't worry. But when you are angry on the street and then somehow we are fighting with the other people, then of course you got involved with karma. So in this way, as we devotee, when you're in the service, no fear, nothing to worry. No fear and no sorrow. Yeah? So sometimes as we devotee, something maybe externally is not desirable, but that also comes from Krishna. Well, you know, last week or the week before, we had the Gajendra Moksha story. Yeah? Gajendra went into the pond and, you know, the crocodile biting Gajendra's feet. Crocodile, in the eyes of Gajendra, crocodile is baddie. Why is it biting my feet? For thousands and thousands of years. But in crocodile's position, he's doing his best to get out of this curse. What is the previous life of crocodile? What is his name? Anyone knows? Huhu, yes. Huhu. Huhu got cursed, isn't it? Because he's sporting in the water and then somehow so he pulled the leg of the one sadhu and the sadhu cursed. Huhu, so you like playing the leg? Okay, so you just become a crocodile. But he realized that, oh, I made a mistake. He asked for forgiveness. Then the sadhu gave instruction that if you want to get out of that crocodile body, then you'll get a chance to bite the elephant. So you hold on to that leg, then you'll be out of your body. Gajendra, the elephant, is bleeding away. Why is it giving me so much pain? But actually, for crocodile, this is the best way to get out of the horrible body. But Gajendra, if he thinks that, oh, this is my bad karma, because of this guy, I'm in trouble, then he will be never out of that Gajendra, the elephant body. But after 1,000 years, he realized that, oh, what will happen is the Lord's mercy. And he offered flowers, lotus flowers to the Lord. And then Krishna came and then relieved them both. So in this way, let us revise. Good and bad. It's all from Krishna. Happiness and distress is all from Krishna. Pleasure and sorrow, also from Krishna. Nothing more than that. That's why in the Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 29, title called Perfection of Spiritual Knowledge, There is a definition of happiness. What is the definition of happiness? Anyone remember? Last time I spoke. What is the definition of real happiness? I spoke last time. You read, please. Real definition of happiness is go beyond the feeling of being happy or being distressed. You go beyond this emotion, your emotion. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I'm terrible. No. If you go beyond that, you are in real happiness. Sometimes it happens. Good thing happens. Oh, fantastic. Or bad thing happens. Oh, terrible. This emotional, what you call, journey, you have to go beyond that. Just to serve Krishna. Nothing more than that. Yeah? That's a real definition of happiness. That's a wonderful verse. I hope you go through it. Okay, thank you very much. Do you have any question? Yeah, please.